Today, worst ever great idea, Australia imports LNG. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, where I'm the latest post covering finance and property news. Well, I've been talking about the absolutely stupid government policy of gas supply as a few big multinational companies continue to pump and export gas owned by Australia abroad, using energy from said gas sufficient to support Australia's need in order to liquefy it for export. The stupidity stems from the lack of an East Coast reservation approach, something which Western Australia has done well with a mandated domestic gas reservation policy. And as a result, energy prices are lower over there. And exporters, of course, are making massive profits, most of which don't even hit Australian shores, thanks to high international demand and prices. Australia does not have a physical shortage of gas, so much as an artificial one, given that most of the country's supplies are exported via long-term contracts to lucrative markets in North Asia. In fact, gas has become a proxy fuel in two ways. First, the marginal price of gas, which is roughly 5 times what it should be, drives the cost of electricity, which is also high even after government support for households. And in addition, the use of gas as a transitional strategy, despite its high contribution to the climate predicament that we're in, blunts other more sustainable long-term options. Gas is just as much a problem as oil and coal, a harmful fossil fuel that will doom the world to rising temperatures and even more pollution. But nevertheless, here we are, because successive governments appear to be under the thumb of big gas and mumble on about Australia's reputational risk if they were to act in the interests of Australians. The Australian energy market operator, AEMO, is forecasting that within just a few short years, supplies of gas on the East Coast could fall well short of demand at peak times, typically in the winter. Sitting behind the forecast is the precipitous decline in Bass Strait reserves, which are processed at the Longford gas plant and have formed the bedrock of supply for the southern states of Victoria, New South Wales and South Australia. I mean, AEMO notes that too few new gas fields have been developed to bridge the impending gap, a consequence of years of building opposition to the gas industry in many places. And meanwhile, a pipeline connecting southern states to gas-rich Queensland is already at capacity at critical times, and there is no connection to WA gas production centres, which of course are still expanding. If you wanted to do that, it would probably take 4 to 5 years and cost significant amounts of money. So for now, for the first time, and in spite of Australia's position as one of the world's biggest gas exporters, the country is preparing to do something that was once unthinkable. And the scene of the crime is a place I know well, Port Kembla in New South Wales. Near Wollongong, it's about 100k south of Sydney. Now, in those old docks, so much of the steel and coal history of Australia are being repurposed, as alongside the remains of Australia's industrial past, the blast furnaces and stockpiles of coal, a key piece of the country's energy future is taking shape. The energy company Squadron Energy, controlled by iron ore magnate and climate evangelist Andrew Forrest, is building a $1 billion terminal to import liquefied natural gas, or LNG. The ABC did an excellent piece on this recently titled, "Once Unthinkable, Gas Giant Australia is set to import supplies for the first time." It will involve the lease of a floating plant that can turn super-chilled natural gas in a liquid form back to its gaseous state through a process known as regasification. From there, the gas would be injected into the pipeline network at a rate of up to 500 terajoules a day. That's enough capacity to meet nearly all of New South Wales' peak demand on a winter day. While Western Australia, the Northern Territory and Queensland have well-established LNG export facilities, Squadron is looking to buy gas from overseas. Among the most likely areas are the US, Canada, Qatar, Papua New Guinea, and even Asia, where the vast majority of Australia's LNG shipments are delivered. Squadron wants to start importing gas within 2 years in time for the winter of 2026. They say, by accessing those global markets, we can access the most affordable gas at the right time. When we have our peak demand in winter time, it's lower demand in the Northern Hemisphere, and we can access more affordable gas. The $1 billion project requires the company to take on an enormous amount of risk, and they're talking to governments. At this point in time, they say, we're engaging with the Commonwealth and state governments about the role they might be able to play from a security of supply perspective, suggesting that the support could come in the form of a buyer of last resort for the gas or payments to Squadron for providing a contingency reserve for Australia's supplies. Taxpayers, of course, would be on the hook, whichever way it runs. The added benefit, of course, is the flexibility. Once the gas shortfall has been addressed or the energy transition is complete, the ship can sail away to another market and the terminal converted to other use again. Federal Resources Minister Madeleine King says a gas import terminal can play a role in shoring up Australia's energy security, but notes that it is quite expensive given the transport and energy costs involved. She says the Commonwealth is not there to support a commercial activity and has no intention to provide fossil fuel subsidies. Her preference is for new gas fields to be developed closer to where the gas is needed. The closer the source of energy is to where it's going to be used, whether it's in households or manufacturing, the cheaper it is, she said. The more you have to transport anything, the more it adds costs. So that's why I'm working with my state and territory counterparts to make sure that there is gas available closer to the places in which it's used. Now, analyst Kevin Morrison from the Institute of Energy Economics and Financial Analysis, the IEEFA, acknowledged it was counterintuitive for gas-rich Australia to become an importer of liquefied natural gas. Australia is one of the world's biggest LNG exporters, and almost 80% of its production was sent offshore or used in the process, he noted. As the demand shortfalls are only likely to be for a short period, such as on very cold winter days when heating demand soared, a floating LNG import terminal could address those temporary shortfalls, providing sufficient storage capacity is built too. Springmount Advisory Managing Director Tom Quinn went further, though, saying exports should be limited during shortfalls to protect Australian homes and businesses. The nation's security shouldn't be held hostage to the greed of gas exporters, Quinn argued. Jane Norman, the boss of Adelaide-based oil and gas explorer Cooper Energy, said she can't believe the country is so relaxed about the idea of LNG imports. She said Australia had abundant reserves of its own and should prioritise developing them first. However, she noted that there were as many as four projects vying to build an LNG import facility, with the most advanced slated to come online in 2026, the one at Port Kembla. Ms. Norman said relying on imports was a risky option that could undermine the safety of domestic industries, from food production to housing construction. Energy security is national security, Ms. Norman said. I can't believe the country is so relaxed about moving to LNG imports. I can't believe we're so relaxed about giving away our building and construction sector supply chains, our food production supply chains, and become reliant on imports, especially in the current environment where you're seeing a lot of international sea lanes at risk and so on. And Kevin Morrison also made the point that a massive expansion of capacity by Qatar, which along with Australia and the US is the world's biggest LNG producer, would radically reshape global LNG markets. According to Mr. Morrison, it would help lead to a supply glut later this decade and would also depress prices for gas and have big implications for Australia's own producers. The estimated shortfalls are expected to happen around 2028, when the world is expected to face a global LNG glut due to the massive expansion of Qatar's LNG capacity, as well as a large expansion in the US, he said. This could then become a problem for the LNG exporters in Queensland, who may find that export demand is weaker while there are potential domestic demand shortfalls. Now, you can see that this is all very complicated. You have those in the production sector advocating for more production in Australia. You've got those looking to ship LNG back on shore. And I would make the point that, of course, there could be some producers who would see a ready market in Australia as well via the export and import. And guess who clips the ticket on the way around? But more importantly, this whole thing is nuts. The fact is that the government has once again lost the plot and is digging ourselves an ever deeper energy hole. The bottom line is, if we do end up having to import LNG at international world prices, All that means is that energy prices in Australia will stay high and be stuck high for even longer. It is time for the government to rethink this whole strategy. There is quite a simple strategy that could be executed, simply to impose an East Coast reservation on gas and make sure there is sufficient for local need ahead over the next few years. That would mean, in some cases, some of those contracts being renegotiated, but I don't believe that this would be seen as a politically risky strategy, nor indeed would it necessarily question the Australian business credentials worldwide. It is a matter of intent and willingness politically to do the right thing for Australia and Australians, but once again, it looks like they're not going to do that. Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.